what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Tommy Moore, Fred Clark, Gene Vanderpile, John Jacob, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Charles Carell.
And I am Freeman Gosden. We want you to know what a pleasure it has been to see hundreds of you folks stocking up on your drugstore needs at half price during the first week of the Amos and Andy sale.
That's right. It does our hearts good to see you making your hard-earned money go twice as far on guaranteed Rexall products, many of which have never been on sale before.
And the sale has another full week to go. So we hope that you'll take advantage of the wonderful savings during this final week of the Amos and Andy sale at your Rexall family drugstore. Well, Sapphire's mother has gone to Chicago for a visit. And for a week now, everything has been peaceful and serene at the home of George Kingfish Stevens. The Kingfish has gone so far as giving up the fights on television. And right now, he and his wife, Sapphire, are watching Sapphire's favorite program, At Home with the Lovebirds, Wendy and Breezy Bird, television's most devoted couple.
Well, Wendy, dear, I see our time is up. And once again, we must close the door to our cozy little living room.
That's right, darling. And until you, our television family, come into our home again tomorrow, this is Wendy.
And Breezy saying goodbye. And keep happy, happy, happy.
George, wasn't Wendy and Breezy Bird wonderful this evening? They're so gay and happy.
Tell you the truth, Sapphire, I was getting fed up with them lovebirds. Matter of fact, they are so happy I got a sneaking suspicious they ain't married at all.
Of course they are married. They're America's happiest television couple. Breezy must be happy. He's always smiling all the time.
Yeah, that's some toothy grin he got there. Every time I see him on the screen, he look like a new Buick coming at me. Tell you, Sapphire, that man is a phony, I tell you that.
Phony? Why, they're the two happiest people I ever seen.
Yeah, well, if they're as happy as cause they got money. I read someplace they make $2,500 a week.
Well, George, you know you can't buy happiness with money.
No, well, money's a great thing in marriage. It's like putting orange juice in castor oil. It makes the whole mess a lot easier to take. We could certainly use some citrus juice around this place, too.
What are you talking about? If there's any happiness in this home, I'm the one that brought it in.
You brought happiness? You has been a sourpuss all your life.
Now, listen, don't you call me no sourpuss. I'm always trying to be gay and happy, you bum.
You gay and happy? Ha! What you talking about? There's hammerhead sharks in the oceans that's gayer than you is.
George Stevens, we're going to have happiness around here if I have to get my mama back from Chicago so the two of us can beat it into you. You hear that?
Yes, ma'am.
You just turn on the television and watch your old fights. I'm going to bed.
I wonder if that hospitalization policy I got covers happiness. Brother Andy, I thought things were going to be quiet after Sapphire's mama left, but now Sapphire's starting to climb all over me.
Oh, yeah. You was worse off than that feller Daniel Boone they throwed in the lion's den.
You know, I was thinking while we was walking over here to the large hall, Sapphire and me were even fighting 2 years before we was married. You know that?
Well, if you was fighting before you was married, why didn't you break off the engagement?
Well, I tried to break it off, Ender, but circumstances was against me. Don't you remember way back then?
Oh, yeah, sure, that's right. Oh, yeah, that night back in Georgia, you was going to bust up the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I rode you over to Sapphire's house in my ice wagon. I remember we was clopping along and the horse got...
Say, Kikita, this is a nice ice wagon you got, yeah?
Yeah, of course, before it was an ice wagon, it used to be a hearse, you know.
A hearse, huh?
Oh, yeah. There ain't never been nothing in the back of this thing that wasn't cold.
Yeah. Here's Sapphire's house right here, isn't it?
Yeah, whoa, horse, whoa, whoa. You really gonna bust up with Sapphire, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna bust engagement.
Well, I didn't want to say nothing before, but I don't blame you. When it comes to flappers, that Sapphire is about the flappiest flapper in town. Well, good luck to you, Georgie.
Oh, thanks. 23 skidoo and all that stuff. Well, I'm just a vagabond lover. Well, I hope she won't take this too hard, busting up the engagement, yeah?
Well, snap my god if it ain't Banjo Eyes. Come on in.
Hello, Sapphire. No, I'd rather talk to you here on the porch.
Oh, well, George, I'm so glad you got here tonight. You know, I wrote my family I was going steady with you, and they all come to town today to meet you.
Oh, they did, huh?
Yes, my two brothers is upstairs. They're pressing their morning coats. And my cousin Ozelia arrived last night. She's the one that can play the wedding march on the organ. And my Uncle Hector, the one that's the minister, he's arriving any minute.
Yeah.
And Mama and Papa is down decorating the church. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me, Georgie?
Well,
what's the matter, George?
Nothing. Just one more thing, Sapphire. Who is that fella with the gun lurking in the bushes there?
Oh, that's my cousin Big Ben. He's with the sheriff's office.
Yeah, the sheriff's, yeah. Honey, I know this will come as a surprise to you, but will you marry me?
Yeah, that was 25 years ago, huh, Kingfish? I guess you ain't exactly had a happy married life, is you?
Well, I tell you, Andy, on our honeymoon, Sapphire done hit me on the head with a vase. I was unconscious for 3 days, and I hate to say this, but any of them was the happiest 3 days of my married life.
I know, you really had a rough time of it, all right.
Yeah, Andy, I'm going to tell you something. This television program called At Home with the Lovebirds, yeah. You know that program Sapphire I've been watching?
Yeah, I know.
That thing has done started me thinking.
What you mean?
Well, she admires that breezy bird fella so much, you know, that I'm going to pattern myself after him and see if I can get some happiness in our lives.
Yeah.
As of from now on, I'm going to be a happy little lovebird of happiness.
Yeah, well, that's quite a switch, all right. For the past 20 years, you've been a miserable old bald-headed eagle.
And now, your Rexall family druggist with a money-saving reminder.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just one more week to take advantage of the unprecedented bargains at the Amos and Andy sale. These next 7 days are your last opportunity to stock up on more than 24 guaranteed Rexall products at just half price. You can literally double your dollars on such Rexall items as aspirin, MI31 mouthwash, cod liver oil, and a score of others. So I urge you to avail yourself of these and almost 100 other extraordinary specials during this final week of the Amos and Andy sale at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
There, Brother Andy, I've been watching that show At Home with the Lovebirds on television for a week now.
Yes, well, has you done found out the secret of their happiness yet?
Well, then it seems that a lot of it hinge on the way this fellow Bird treat his wife. Mm. For example, now yesterday, he even brung her a whole bouquet of flowers.
Holy smoke, what was the matter? Was she in the hospital or something?
No, no, Andy. He just give them to her right out of the clear sky. No, he just went out and bought the thing.
Oh, well, it'd be easy for you to do the same thing.
Yeah, then something else he'd do. He always kiss his wife before he leave in the morning and kiss her when he come home at night, you see?
Yeah, well, with Sapphire, that's going to be a little rough on you, boy.
Yeah, I don't mind kissing Sapphire when I leave in the morning, but as far as when I come home in the evening, well, I just don't want to spoil my supper, you know.
Yeah, you got a point there, boy. You got to watch your health, husband.
Yeah, but the big thing with the lovebirds seems to be their social life. They're always telling how they been to the opera with Noel, or chit-chatting at the theater with Tallulah.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, there's always chit-chatting with charming people. That chit-chatting is the thing, you see.
Yeah, it is, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm going to start tonight, Andy. And do it all in one evening. I'm going to bring Sapphire some flowers, candy, introduce her to some charming people, and take her out to a nightclub and everything.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Kingfish. Where is you going to get these charming and cultured friends that you're going to chit-chat with and all that business?
Tell me this. Ain't you got a new gal that you've been going with, that Gloriana Jackson?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you and her is going to be my charming circle of friends tonight. Tell me this. Can she make it?
Yeah, I think so. She ain't working no more.
Oh, she ain't, huh? What happened?
Well, the bowling alley replaced her with an automatic pin setter.
Well, 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 Sapphire, darling. It's my happy little wife all set for the evening.
Well, I'm dressed, if that's what you mean.
But, honey, ain't you going to wear the beautiful flowers I brung you?
You got your nerve bringing flowers in this house. You done brought back my hay fever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. You was allergic to flowers, ain't you? Yeah, you'll be sneezing all evening, won't you, darling?
Yes, I will, thanks to you.
Yeah, well, at least, sweetheart, I know you're enjoying the big box of candy I brung you. That was expensive stuff, you know.
I say it was expensive. I bit into one of the caramels and snapped my pivot tooth.
Snapped your pivot tooth, huh?
Yes.
You mean the thing doesn't come out on you?
No, but it's very loose, and I don't know how long it's going to hold.
Yeah, well, when we get to the nightclub, I better sit opposite you at the table. If you start sneezing from the hay fever, that pivot tooth going to shoot out there like a bullet, you see? And I'm going to play center field on it with a napkin there, you see?
Like it's going to be a great evening.
Well, now, look, honey, let's not start getting into no fights. We're going to start cultivating some nice couples. We're going to chit-chat and everything going to be gay and jolly.
Well, George, I don't feel gay and jolly. Some friends we're going out with. Andy Brown and that gal of his, Gloriana.
Well, now, come on, honey, be happy. Be happy, won't you? I say, by the way, sweetheart, as I told you how charming you looks in your new evening dress, you look stunning. You look ravishing. Tonight, you was a vision of loveliness.
George, has you been at that cooking sherry again?
Oh, no, honey, I tell you the truth. The dress make you look great.
Well, if I do say so myself, if there's one thing I can do, it's wear clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that must be our charming friends now.
Huh.
Well, well, come in, charming friends. It's charming to see you.
Yeah, charming to see you, Kingfish. And charming to see you, too, Sapphire. Charming.
Hey, see there, Sapphire? The whole mess is all charmed up on us here already.
Hello, Andy.
Sapphire, I believe you has had the pleasure of meeting up with Gloriana Jackson here.
How do you do, Miss Jackson?
Hello, Mrs. Stevens.
Well, glad you got here. Can I take your wrap, Gloriana?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Stevens, honey.
Yeah. Say, Gloriana, you better put your wrap back on. You done lost the top of your dress.
Oh, Andy, this is one of them new off-the-shoulder model that they're wearing now.
Yeah, mighty pretty, all right. Sapphire can't wear them things on account of her protruding collarbone there. Yeah, she sprung it last year while she was lifting the wash tub, you
George.
See.
George!
Just trying to make conversation here.
Mrs. Stevens, I don't like to hurry you, but don't you think you ought to get dressed?
Dress?
Well, yes. Well, after all, you don't want to go to a nightclub in that old house coat.
Ha! I've never been so insulted in my whole life. And so happens I is dressed, and if you want my opinion, I think I look about 4 times as attractive as you do.
Well, I guess this is a good time as any to start chit-chatting here. Why don't everybody sit down and we'll start talking about interesting things like art, the opera, and museums and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes, now I'll sit right here.
That's right. Everybody comfortable? Good. Now for some interesting chit-chat. Are you comfortable, Gloriana?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
You comfortable in that chair, Sapphire?
I have been for 20 years.
Well. The chit-chat seems to be dragging a little, don't it? Has anybody been to the opera or the theater lately?
Oh, yeah. I was at the theater last night.
Oh, the theater, huh? Yeah, well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, Bubbles Laverne come tripping out on a runway.
Too much for the theater. Yeah, I think we better be getting on to the nightclub.
Yeah, let's get going. I've had enough of this chit-chatting business.
I agree. I think we've been sitting here long enough.
Well, we'll get our coats.
Yeah, after you, Sapphire, dear.
Andy! You done stepped on the hem of my skirt and tore it right up the back.
Yeah, you better change it, Sapphire. You can't walk into no nightclub with your Pillsbury petticoat dragging you.
I'm certainly glad to get back home.
Sapphire, why did you want to leave so early? It's only 10 o'clock.
What kind of an evening was this? Setting me in a smoky nightclub with Andy and that stupid Gloriana. And on top of that, my hay fever was so bad I couldn't stand it a minute longer.
Well, I had a miserable time. Ain't no chance of you and me trying to find happiness. I can tell you that now. It just won't work.
What about my pivot tooth?
Well, it's all right. I got it right here in my wallet. I'll get you some glue the first thing in the morning.
What time is it, George?
Well, it's almost 10:30. Look, honey, I was just thinking.
Shut your big mouth. We're missing At Home with the Lovebirds.
Well, now, don't turn them on to television. You know, since you've been watching them, we have been fighting more than ever.
I'll watch them if I want to. I'm going to turn on the television. There.
Well, that settles it. I was packing my things and I was getting out here the first thing in the morning.
George, I want to tell you something.
You keep your big mouth shut.
And this is Breezy Bird saying good night and stay happy, happy.
And you shut up too, you big boy.
What a perfectly beautiful tumbler. The color is so bright.
Yes, indeed. And you get that plastic tumbler absolutely free with any of a dozen special items in the Amos and Andy sale at your Rexall drugstore.
How wonderful. What things can I buy to get the tumblers?
Top quality Rexall products like Bismarex, Lazathracin, Nasathracin, Anapac.
We use all of those at our house. Why, I can get a whole set of free tumblers.
And you may take your choice of colors. But remember, you have only one more week. The Amos and Andy sale ends February 28th. So make the most of this extraordinary opportunity to save all this week. At Rexall drugstores, everywhere.
Oh, I tell you, boys, since me and Sapphire try to imitate the lovebirds, why, I ain't never been so unhappy in my life.
Oh, come on, Kingfish. Pull yourself together. You've been blubbing here for the past half hour, ain't he, Amos?
Well, this is the craziest thing I done ever heard of. You watching those people on television. Yeah, gets you unhappy.
Yeah, that thing done ricocheted back on you, Kingfish.
Well, Kingfish, I hope that you and Sapphire can work out something. 25 years of fighting is too much.
Yeah, why don't you cut out the fighting?
Well, I'd cut it out if I could only find some way. I'm half out of my mind. Well, let me know how you makes out. I got to get on home.
Yeah, well, so long, Amos.
Well, look who's here, boys. There's Algonquin Jay Calhoun.
Hiya, boys. Hiya, Amos.
Yeah, see you later, fella.
So long, Amos.
Yeah, well, what you doing over here, Calhoun?
I just come from seeing my cousin Murgatroyd.
Murgatroyd, the bebop hipster?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's new with him?
Well, it seemed that old Murgatroyd didn't know it, but he done left the gas jet open on his stove all night. He went into his kitchen this morning, took out a cigarette, lit it, and took one puff, and the whole kitchen blowed up.
Holy mackerel, that was something.
Yeah. When I got there, it was putting poor Murgatroyd into Amberland. He still had the cigarette in his hand, though. I said to him, I said, Murgatroyd, do you know that you come within an inch of blowing yourself to bits? And he said, yeah, man. Lucky that cigarette wasn't king size.
Well, Calhoun, I got a problem, boy. I tell you, I done walked out on my way because we just couldn't get along.
Oh, that ain't nothing new. What's the problem this time?
Well, him and Sapphire's been fighting over television.
Yeah.
They've been watching that television program At Home with the Lovebirds.
Yeah, yeah, I see that program. They sure is a happy couple, ain't they?
Yeah, I've been trying to pattern myself after this fella Breezy Bird, and I don't know all the things he does with his way, but me and Sapphire still fighting.
Mm.
You know something, Kingfish? Them lovebirds must have some secret of happiness that you can't get a grip on.
Well, if that's all you want, the thing is simple, you know. Why don't you go down to the television station and ask them lovebirds what their secret of happiness is?
See, I never think of that. That's right. They're always talking about wanting to help their great television family.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Sapphire down to the television station tonight and talk to them people.
Yeah. Well, Calhoun, I guess everybody is trying to find a secret of being happily married.
Yeah, I guess they is. Now, you take my mother. Before she was married, she was going with two different fellas. One of them was a millionaire, but he was real homely. The other didn't have a cent, but he was the handsomest man she'd ever seen. But my mother was looking for real happiness. She wanted a man who could combine the features of both of them.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever find him, Calhoun?
Did she? Huh. My father was the poorest and the ugliest man that ever lived.
Well, Sapphire, the lovebirds said they would see us in their dressing room before their show went on television tonight.
Well, George, I'm certainly anxious to talk to him. And you know, this is the best idea you'd ever have.
Yeah, well, now here's the dressing room right here. They say the lovebirds, Wendy and Breezy. There it is, right on the door.
Yeah, now listen, George. I don't want you to start no trouble with me in front of these people. All we want to do is find out their secret of happiness.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I'll knock on the door. I hope they got an answer to our problem. Mr. Bird?
Yes, and what can I do for you two lovely, lovely people?
Well, we as Mr. and Mrs. Stevens that got an appointment with you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Happy, happy, happy. Well, do come in.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to meet my charming wife, Wendy, dear. These lovely people are the Stevens.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Stevens. So nice of you to call. Do sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you do?
Now, you sit right down here, Mrs. Stevens. Darling, you sit over there. Now, what can we do for you? Wendy and I are always ready to help members of our great television family. Aren't we, Wendy, darling?
That's right, sweetheart.
Well, in a nutshell, what me and my wife want to find out is where you getting all this here happiness from. That's what we want to know.
Well, Mr. Stevens, we feel that the reason most married couples fight and argue is because they really don't know each other. I think you and your wife ought to take time off and get acquainted with each other.
No, that's the trouble. That's where we went wrong in the first place, you see.
Couldn't you just tell us something that would make us as happy as you two?
Well, now, maybe we could. You see, Mrs. Stevens, a year ago when I got the idea for this television program and took it and sold it to the network...
Oh, Breezy, dear.
Yes, Wendy, darling.
You said you got the idea. If you remember, darling, the idea for the program was mine.
Yes, that's right, sweetheart, that's right. What I meant to say was when I took the program and sold it to the network.
Angel, both of us took the program to the network.
Ain't they a sweet couple?
But, honey, if you recall, I was the one who did the talking.
But, Lamb, I was the one who told you what to say.
If Precious, I don't like to disagree with you, but the truth of the matter is it was my idea from the start.
Your idea? You never had an idea in your life.
Now, don't you laugh at me, Mrs. Big Mouth.
Don't you call me Big Mouth, you smirking oaf.
Oaf, am I? I've a good mind to
you
take...
You lay a finger on me and I'll flatten that pinhead of yours.
Oh, would you two mind stopping fighting here and tell us what makes you so happy? Would you stand up?
You keep out of this. Now, who was calling who a pinhead? I'd wring that scrawny neck of yours.
I'm not taking that from you.
Well, Sapphire, let's get out of here before we get caught in the middle of all this happiness.
Now, just wait a minute now. Wait 1 minute. Wendy, put down that lamp.
I'll put it down where it'll do the most good.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you once again to the happiest half hour in television. However, due to an unforeseen accident, we regret that Breezy and Wendy Bird will not be with us this evening. But as we know, the show must go on. And fortunately, we were able to rush in a last-minute substitution. And here they are, for the first time before the television camera, At Home with the Stevens.
Good evening, darling.
Well, good evening, Sapphire. Happy, 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 happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Freeman Gosden.
And I am Charles Correll. We want to use these closing minutes of our program for another word about the Amos and Andy sale, because this sale means so much to our listeners.
Most of you already know this is the first time your Rexall druggist has put many, many guaranteed Rexall products on sale for just half price. Yes, 50% discount. And so many people have been saving so much money on these items all this week, we are mighty glad to see the sale has one more week to go.
We'd hate to have any of you miss this opportunity to save on the famous 50% discount Amos and Andy sale.
So be sure to go to your Rexall drugstore this coming week. Shop to your heart's content and save as you've never saved before at the Amos and Andy 50% discount sale. And when you visit your Rexall family druggist, tell him that Amos and Andy sent you. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Unbreakable plastic tumblers, absolutely free.
Beautiful tumblers in your choice of colors when you buy any one of a dozen Rexall items at the Amos and Andy sale.
The Amos and Andy sale, on now through February 28th at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Friends, this is Harlow Wilcox reminding you that you help the search for new methods of fighting heart disease when you contribute to your local Heart Association Fund. And be sure to be with us at the same time next Sunday when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Stay tuned for the Bing Crosby program, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is the CBS Radio Network.